It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we are here with episode number 10 for Survivor. You're seeing this. If you're seeing it, if you're watching it, if you're listening it, whatever it is, happy Thanksgiving, right?
Happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody is having a great day, spending it with your family as safely as possible, having as much fun as you possibly can, and eating as much turkey as you possibly can. Get into that turkey coma.
Are you a straight turkey? See, I don't
eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Okay. He's like, everyone eat that turkey.
You eat it.
I'm a ham guy.
Not that either.
What do you eat for your main protein on
Mama Duke's cooks a good old fashioned penne vodka. How you doing? Italian house.
You eat that probably three times a week.
No, stop it.
No,
twice.
That's a stereotypical Italian. But I will do a little turkey. Like, I have to do the dark meat turkey. It's got to, because the white, I always feel like it's dried out. Sometimes I do the turkey fryer. We're not doing it this year because it gets a little dangerous with the kids. Yeah. But I'm definitely, my mom makes a ham with the pineapple and the brown sugar, and so good. Anyways, so, yeah. we hope you're enjoying your day with your family. A lot to be thankful for this year. There's a lot of negative things going on in the world, which, by the way, we just got done earlier today recording the three headline episodes. Instead of us doing three topics in one video, we're going to be releasing one video per day. So tomorrow will be the first one. We're going to cover Kyle Rittenhouse. The next day, it's going to be Ahmaud Arbery. And then the final day, we're going to cover the Christmas parade massacre, what they're calling it, the multiple people that were killed in the middle of this Christmas parade in Wisconsin. So we're going to break those three videos up because they all kind of deserve their own thing. But on a more positive note, we wanted to come in with something light. Again, it's Thanksgiving, the day after Survivor aired. And what a great episode that we just watched.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times. Or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months. Or the Rogue, heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Oh my goodness, I loved it. I loved it. Even though, unfortunately, the person that I picked, spoiler alert, don't listen any further, the person that I picked to win went home. I was waiting for it. I was like, come on, man. Enough.
We're both out now.
Yeah, both of our winners are out. All right. We're not as good as we did on Big Brother. But hey.
No.
It's okay. This is our first Survivor.
Mine was out weeks ago. And to be fair, we've been saying for a while, including you, that Shan's game, very entertaining. She had a lot. I think if they did like the tallies of how much air time she's had in comparison to the other players, she's got to be up there, right?
Easily the most.
I would think,
right? She probably has like 26 times more airtime than Heather.
Who do you think is second? Would you say it's Ricard?
Definitely Ricard. He's one that I'm at the point now watching his game where he is clearly the best player. But
is he going to win?
It seems like now people are catching on to how good of a player he is, but the drama ultimately is kind of masking it each week.
Right.
But as the numbers dwindle, I don't know, is it going to be like we need to take a shot at Ricard because he doesn't have an immunity. He is so good at competitions. I don't think anybody realizes how good he is at competitions just yet. And so he's somebody that I feel probably deserves it the most in this moment, but I don't know. It's known now and it's being talked about. And I don't think they showed a little bit of it, but I don't think it's only Danny that's noticing how good of a game he's playing.
It's been absolute madness. I don't know how the season's going to end. Yeah. And tonight is no different than what we've been experiencing for the last few weeks. Just absolutely epic television. There's a lot to cover. We don't want to be here all day. So why don't we dive right into it, Cody? What's the first thing we're going to hit? That was a lot tonight. A lot of conversations, going on.
It kickstarted with Shan being paranoid about Deshaun, which it's shown us a little bit of a riff. And honestly, ultimately from this, we don't need to dive too much into this conversation. Shan and Deshaun have been working together strictly because they have the alliance and because of the culture. You saw a little bit of the conversation that they had. And this was a situation of two people that were working together because they wanted to help the culture and really had no trust in one another. They didn't trust each other at all. And they were working together because they wanted Liana, Deshaun, Danny, and for the cause.
Right. Which, you know, we can't relate to that directly, but I kind of see a little bit of it in there because not that I'm not comparing this in any way, shape, or form, but when we played Big Brother, you became like a brother to me. And I'll even say to a lesser degree, like, so didn't Caleb. And it, like, killed me when we sent him home earlier than we told him we were going to because we had gone through so much. You get so close with these people in the game, whether it's for reasons because of experiences you've shared, the color of your skin, whatever it is for you, it does get very difficult to separate game from personal, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're seeing here where they're really struggling, like what's best for my game as opposed to what's better for the overall cause that we originally agreed to.
Deshaun and Shan had this really, really emotional, intimate moment with one another that ultimately got ruined by what happened later on in the episode. But not to jump to that. First, we get to the reward challenge.
Yes.
And this is, you know, Ricard wins. And ultimately, I just wanted to get your take on who he picked. Did you think it was good for him? And who do you think he could have picked to maybe like decrease some of that blowback that he got from Danny? So Ricard wins. He picks Shan, Heather, and Xander, which are not in the alliance. He's supposed to be working with Shan, Liana, Danny, and Deshaun.
Yeah.
And so he only picked Shan, which, you know, I guess could be obvious because everybody in the group knows, okay, you two have been super tight. You guys have been vocal about it. Then he picks Heather and Xander for reasons that I thought were great, but it also creates that
riff
kind of dissension with Danny, where he's like, look how good this guy is playing the game. He leaves his alliance members here. He brings people that he's not aligned with. And so I see what you're doing, Ricard. You're a tough player. We probably need to send you home.
You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If he takes the people he's aligned with, they're going to notice that. And the outsiders are going to say, see, we're already picking up on it. He just confirmed it. If you do what he did, even though he had good explanations, it's going to be viewed as he's pulling some jury management, which he probably is. I do think it wasn't a bad choice. There was no way, even if she had won before, he was going to leave Shan back at camp. You know, they have been very vocal, even with each other, to a weird point almost where they're like totally honest with each other as far as their distrust for one another.
I wanted to touch on that about the conversation they had at the reward when they won the reward and they were there.
Right. And it's like, they're like, hey, no, I don't trust you and I don't trust you. And we're going to cut each other at some point.
We're going to have to, but let's not do it yet. Like, how many times did you and me have that conversation?
Never.
Zero.
Never.
Because guess what? You don't have to.
No, you can be at the end.
There's three people in Survivor that sit there at the end.
Right.
If you really want to work with somebody to the end of the game, that's not even a conversation.
Yeah, it's a weird dynamic between them, but he doesn't trust her. So there was no way he was leaving her back at camp to kind of keep building up her troops. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind it. I wasn't like completely like, oh my God, that was a terrible decision. I don't think he could win in that. That's why they do it. Survivor does it. So you're creating enemies. Reason.
Yeah. for that reason. And it was so funny. I thought at the reward, like they cut to Ricard. And it's crazy. What you saw today was how there could be a difference in temperature, because you would think on this island it's super hot because they're like really sweating all the time. But then all of a sudden at the end of this competition, you saw Shan like standing there shivering. And I was like, is it cold there? Like what goes on?
I think it's just lack of calories.
Yeah.
I think it's just lack of calories. You're
just so malnutrition that
You're not burning any calories, so it doesn't keep your body temperature maybe.
Yeah.
You also have the ocean breeze. You know, some days it's hot out there, but you get that breeze off the ocean and you're just like, you're frozen.
Correct. And so those four go off to the reward challenge, and then back at camp, Danny ultimately comes to the realization we need to send Ricard home. Talks to Deshaun. Deshaun's like, yep, I'm about it. Let's talk to Liana. Now, my question is, do they, like, Deshaun and Danny, they're obviously a duo, right?
Yeah.
They're super tight. Within the four of them, between Danny, Deshaun, Liana, and Shan, then obviously Liana is closest with Shan. And do you think that they just don't notice that? Like, that they went to Liana, they called her over and were like, hey, we got to send Ricard. I don't think Shan's going to like it, but that's what we're going to do.
I mean, it's a crapshoot, right? Because I think their argument to her would be, listen, we're staying loyal to the four, but we can't have the four going and making outside alliances to better their own game. So we have to.
I think that's what they said.
Yeah. I mean,
not have showed that, but I heard Danny say that was like, you know, we got to clip him to keep her closer to us.
Exactly. That's the argument. You know, it's like, listen, we're not betraying Shan. We all agreed to protect each other, not the people we're working with outside of the four. So I think they're probably looking at Liana going, listen, we're not asking you to betray her. We're going to play the game with the outside people who are not part of the four. She'll forgive us. She has to come back to us because she won't have any other choice. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good argument. And you do have to say, take some chances, because at the end of the day, only one person's going to win. And they supposedly have this four-person alliance, which is tight. So they should be able to say that to Liana and know that it's going to go through because they made an agreement to each other, not to outside people.
Yeah. So my thing is, I understand why they wanted to go after Ricard. He is a threat. But I always go through everything with numbers. Like, how do we keep ourselves in a numerical advantage? How do we make sure we can control the vote? And so they have five. There's eight left. Sending home Ricard puts them into a, like, okay, so they sent home Ricard. They're now 4-3, right? And it's like, why would they? I felt like they should have tried to make sure they keep Ricard this week, and then next week they really can just steamroll no matter what.
I think it's because they don't trust each other.
Yeah, and they don't.
They just don't trust each other. They've seen a blind side like almost every week. So they're looking at Ricard like, if we don't get him, he's going to get us. I think that's honestly it. It's like they're not a tight group. They're like an alliance, but it's like a loose alliance.
Yeah.
And I think the only true alliance that I've seen this entire season that's kind of stuck together that really wouldn't ever turn on each other, I think, is Danny and Deshaun.
I agree. I think Liana and Shan wouldn't have turned on each other. That's why Liana blew.
You know what? You know what? Great point. They would have never voted against each other either. That's the two. I think the four was never as solid as it could have been. And even all these other alliances, they, you know, these people are all willing to stab each other in the back to win. That's why the season's been so great.
Yeah, it's just like, it seems like everybody's like super loose-lipped, because I noticed something today and I can't really tell. It's like, I don't know if it's the edit, but it was when they were on the reward challenge and Xander is sitting. It's Xander, Heather, Shan, Ricard. And like Shan and Ricard are essentially talking like very intimately, like, oh, the two of us, blah, 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 blah. And Heather is like on her shoulder. I'm like, I wrote it in here in my notes. I'm like, do they realize how close Xander and Heather are? I'm like, what is going on? Like, they're having a very serious conversation. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
What is happening? Like, nothing is, like, everything is so, like, loose.
Out in the open.
Like, everybody knows everything that's going on.
I think most people know that Shan and Ricard are super tight. So maybe they figured, like, hey, we're not telling you guys anything you don't know. We've been together since day one, and, you know, we're kind of rolling together. I think.
Yeah.
But it is weird. It's definitely weird because you and I, even though people knew we were tight, they never knew we were that close.
Yeah. Yeah. No, never. And we always did a good job of dodging that. We never wanted people to know we were that close.
Yeah. So different.
What did you think about
old timers, I guess?
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat baked for over 300 combined hours.
What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What did you think about Liana telling Shan and then Shan running to Ricard to tell him about
I honestly, to send him home? I thought
Liana, the immunity challenge.
I thought Liana telling Shan was not a mistake. I thought that was it for her personal game. It would be like me not telling you.
Right.
And so she's going to, regardless of how Danny and Deshaun wanted it to look, Shan would have been most hurt by Liana.
Right.
And she would have lost trust for her. And Liana knows that because Shan doesn't trust anybody to begin with. And then Shan, obviously not being included in the plan, realized that she's closer with Ricard than she is with Danny and Deshaun. So obviously she wants to keep Ricard around and realizes, hey, you know what? They're not going to be loyal to it. I'm going to roll with my guy who's been with me since day one. I'm going to help him out. It was interesting that when she told him, it was, oh, let me process this. But he was like surprised that she was coming to him. And I think he believed her, but I think he felt like there was a motive behind it. And that was enough for him to be like, you know what? This girl's all over the place. I can't handle it. And and she surprisingly did have good intentions for once.
She really did.
She was trying to roll with him.
You saw the moment that her and Deshaun had earlier in the episode. And I think that was a battle that she had within herself, and which is why maybe it came across to Ricard a little bit odd, because I feel like she had a strong internal battle of, do I want to continue on with Deshaun, who I don't trust at all, but I want to try to, you know, go to this cause? Or do I go to Ricard, who I've been working with constantly? And yeah, we've had our bumps in the road, but I trust him more than Deshaun. And let me go and talk to him. But I think it was like a huge internal battle for her. And that's why it maybe came out the way that it did to Ricard. And Ricard essentially just was like, huh, I don't know. I don't like this. Yeah,
he wasn't feeling it. He used, because
obviously he did what you're supposed to do. He said, let me just process this. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to be emotional. Let me process this. This is a lot. Let me take a walk. Because there's still an immunity challenge to be played.
Right. So it's not point. It's no point. Exactly. Yeah.
I thought he played it right. I thought he did the right thing. Walking away. Don't say anything to Shan that maybe she can run back, or maybe like turn her off. Just process it and go. And that brings us to the immunity challenge that Ricard crushed.
Yes. Classic that immunity challenge from Survivor with the ball on the plate.
That is a tough challenge.
Tough. And on top of that, with the feet balancing it.
Yeah.
You know, I will say this. Why do some people decide to try to put their feet side by side at the lowest portion of it, where it's like both your feet are kind of hanging? Why wouldn't you put one foot in front of the other like some of them did? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm looking at it because you're also seeing that their feet are like hanging off the side. I don't know. So it's all personal preference, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe you feel like you can wrap it with your toes.
Yeah. Like what was that? Who did that? Ricard, when he had to grab the flag to put in the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like you said, it's when you get up there, it's easy for me to say it sitting at home, but maybe when you get up there and you like position your feet, like I just feel like I could hold this position longer than I could with my feet. I'm gonna have less balance if they're one behind the other, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think my focus is less on my feet and more on the ball. Right. On that little saucer.
Has to be.
Right.
The minute you take your focus off,
as long as my feet
are
locked, I'm like, this is where my focus is. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing that's going to deter you is where this goes. I think you're so locked into this that your feet aren't really like, you're not like super conscious of it. But really, really impressive by Ricard. Shan had a couple impressive moments in that competition where she like saved herself, which that is not easy to do. Like once you start to move and you have that little saucer that the ball is sitting on and it starts to go a little bit, that's when it's like, it's done. But she saved herself and was able to move on ultimately to then get out. But so Ricard wins the immunity challenge. And this is where Ricard starts to get that little like, Right, I'm going to play the game here. Now I got the immunity. I know I'm safe. Let me start playing the game a little bit. And what does he do? Goes right to Deshaun.
Yeah.
You know what I loved about it too? Is that he went to Deshaun. Deshaun was obviously lying right to his face. And he's like, I don't trust you. I know you're lying to me. But I did bring you this information. And you know what? You're not the bigger threat to me right now. Shan is. But you're going to be next. I loved it. I loved it.
It's almost like the whole, you know, the enemy you know is the better than the enemy you don't know. And I think he feels like...
From like snake in the grass?
Yeah. Shan is like a wolf in sheep's clothing and she's getting ready to set him up. She's told him to his face at some point, we're going to cut each other. So I think he was kind of like, you know what? Who do I think is the bigger threat right now? They're both capable of coming after me. I'm going to get out the one that has the ability to kind of manipulate me maybe a little bit and convince me to do
or
something where
the
I'm going
group,
home.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you just know Ricard is noticing. Ricard... This is why I think he's a great player. He's taking a back seat to Sham, which I think is a brilliant play because you know, like, let me take a back sheet. She'll be my shield. The classic. That's a classic.
Classic move.
On
move.
All
let
these
her
shows.
Take all the. Yeah, let her be
keep
the face
a shield
of it.
In front of me. He's done that with Sham, and then he snuck around to kind of bring information to Deshaun that he knew would trigger Deshaun, because he knew it was true. That's the thing. He knew it was true because. That kind of thing doesn't come up out of thin air from Shan. So he knew it was true, and he brought it to Deshaun, who he knew would be like immediately backpedaling and defensive and then ultimately come to his side. It was such a brilliant play. And then it
risky
almost
too,
got
though,
ruined.
Right? Risky too, because I was like, oh, is Deshaun going to go back and tell Shan?
I don't think so. When he did it, I like had that thought. I was going that route, and then I was like, no shot. Deshaun's going to be so pissed that she went to him because he knows it's true.
Right.
That it's going to make him not want to go, and why would he go and confront her?
Yeah,
he'd be like, no, I see the game you're playing. And Danny kind of said it when he went to Danny. He was like, no, okay, you crossed the line. You went out of bounds. Now you got to go. Mm-hmm. I don't have any loyalty to you anymore.
Yep. No, it was a good move. It was a good move,
man. He's no joke. Could have blown up by Erica.
Yeah, you were talking about that before we started.
I was like, what? Why? So like, okay, I understand the thought process behind it. We want to make sure we're covering our bases so that whoever they're voting, if we just throw all of our votes to the one person and she uses the idol, I'll be the one to go home because they're trying to get me out. So split the votes. And I was like, isn't this a blindside?
Yeah.
Like, are you blindsiding Shan? Or like, okay, like, I guess whatever, split the votes. But I just feel like in those situations, like, something could always go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was for self-preservation, let's be honest. And even they called it out. They said, listen, Erica, when Deshaun and Danny were talking, they're like, she's trying to cover herself. We get it. But, you know, it was important to split the vote because they had to make sure that they knew the power couple was Liana and Shan. So when they're making this move, if you shoot and miss and they're both still in the game, not only are they angry, but they still have some numbers and some power. Mm-hmm. At least by splitting the vote, you're guaranteeing that if Shan gets a whiff of it and decides to use her immunity, you're still getting out her partner. And Ricard knew that Shan's number two was Liana. So he's like, listen, we're going to expose it a little bit, but let's split it. And that way we're guaranteeing to weaken that power duo. One of them, no matter what, they're going home. And so I get it. But Erica saying it, I was with you. I'm like, Erica's going to screw this up and get herself sent home or get Heather sent home. I was like, she's going to say too much. I mean, I don't think I'm going out on a limb here. Erica's not a terrible player, but by no means is she one of the better players in the game. So it's like, sometimes you just got to let the main players kind of cannibalize each other. And then maybe you can sneak in there at the end and pull out a W and, you know, take the whole thing home. But I feel like she was kind of in the background at the beginning where people weren't really, and that's not a bad place to be.
No.
Now she's starting to talk a lot and starting to strategize and do all
and
these things.
You heard
things
what Danny said, right?
Yeah. They're going to come after. And he said it. She's a bigger target. So now she's on the radar when she really didn't have to be.
Nope.
So I'm with you.
She was only on Shan's radar.
Yeah.
Shan was one that was always constantly mentioning Erica. She was mentioning Erica. She was mentioning Erica. And we really saw no substance to it. But then all of a sudden, she starts trying to come up with this plan to split the votes. And Danny is like, wait a minute. She's a really crafty player. And I don't know if I want to keep her now. It almost was like Danny was all on board to send Shan home. And then Erica was doing this talking. And I was like, she's going to ruin it. Because now Danny may end up flipping and maybe in like, I don't want to cannibalize our numbers just yet. Maybe we should just get out Erica.
Yep.
And I was like, why is she doing this? But
it almost backfired on it if it wasn't for the bigger players in the game that were bigger targets at the time. But it could have gone bad.
Yeah. But we get to the tribal council in a point where we don't really know what's going on. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know ultimately is Shang going to go.
Survivor kind of kept us in the dark. They kept us in the dark.
And you know what it made me think? They kept us in the dark and I was like, it's going to be Heather or something like that or Erica. I was like, they tried to throw us off. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
But, you know, this tribal council was intense. Jeff was firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, he always firing is, on all man. Cylinders. That guy's going always all over on. The place.
I thought that their answers, like if I'm sitting at that tribal council and I'm someone that's not talking a lot, or if I'm someone that's just listening, I feel like every answer in there was like so politically correct that you could tell there is no trust amongst anybody.
No, there really isn't. This whole show, there really hasn't been. That's why it's been so great. Cause like you literally from day to day, you don't know what's going to happen. And because it's a shortened season, we're not realizing it, but they're almost sending someone home every day.
Yeah.
Because a couple of them said it tonight where it's like, I'll just send her home tomorrow. And they're saying that's literally the case. Like they're probably doing immunity challenges in the morning and sending them home at night. Well, you think about it. There was originally 18 players. They're only on the island for 26 days. So yeah, basically almost every single day they're sending someone home. So it's like every day you wake up is possibly the day that you're leaving the island.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. And it's, you can tell at this point, there's not enough time for them to build real trust in the beginning. And so they're just like, who's next? Who's coming after me next?
Yeah. It makes it a little more cutthroat.
I like it.
When Ricard turned and was like, you know what? Shan's doing all this stuff. And that's why I'm going to send home Shan. It was like, I was like, what?
Yep.
I literally turned. I was like, no way.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, where did that? That is not what I thought the route was going to go. I thought if somebody was going to be sending home Shan, it would be like Deshaun.
Right.
Or, you know, something would happen where maybe there was, I did not think Ricard was going to be the one that was going to kickstart or jumpstart the whole Shan going home.
I agree.
It was pretty intense. I thought it was a great play by Ricard, and we're going to see how it plays out because, you know, the tribal council happens, this vote gets split, then they have to ultimately vote or one or the other. It only comes down to either. Now we have to vote Leon or Shan. They all vote out Shan. And Shan respected it because she's a gamer. She was definitely hurt, but she respected it. And it kind of leads us to our next week because now, Liana, if you're Liana, who do you trust?
Nobody.
Who do you work with?
There's nobody. She has to go back to – she has to try to just make amends with everybody. She has to go to Deshaun and Danny and put a smile on her face and make it seem like, you know.
Do you see the episodes from the next week?
Yeah, no, it doesn't look good.
She blows up on Danny.
Yeah,
there's
it's not good. But I mean, that's what she would have to do if she wanted to at least create the illusion and then cut them when she can. You know, and just to weigh in on Shan's exit, I thought she handled it with humility. She was good. I didn't expect her to do that. I thought she was going to go off. She did throw a little bit of shade by saying, you know, which to be honest with you, I think helps Deshaun. But when she says to Ricard, you know, if you're at the end, I'm voting for you for $1 million. I don't know if she meant that in a positive way or a negative way, because she has to know that puts a huge target on his back because now everyone remaining knows he's got at least one vote if she's being honest.
Yeah.
But then she calls Deshaun a scumbag or a snake.
Snake. That would not have aired.
Yeah. She calls him a snake, which
CBS, they just call him a scumbag.
But that may help him because if they believe she was being genuine, someone may say, I'd rather go to the end with Deshaun because I know I got Shan's vote over him.
100%.
So it actually can work in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I thought it was good. The facial expressions, you know, it's that moment where Liana and Shan knew they got. You know, they didn't use the immunity. They knew they got, and they knew who got them. You know, I think they knew, like, they probably felt like it was Deshaun and Danny leading the charge. And then, you know, because Shan was still kind of being cool with Ricard. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I think she's probably looking at it like, oh, you were just a, you know, part of the plan, but not the creator.
Mm-hmm.
When she finds out back at the Ponderosa, by the way, shout out to all the commenters who told me what it was. The jury house for Survivor is the Ponderosa. So when they're at Ponderosa and they're talking about the game, I'm sure she's going to find out that Ricard was the captain of the ship. It's going to be interesting to see how she reacts to that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Who do you think is now with all of this, with this blow up happening and this blindside of Shan going home, who do you think is in the best position?
I want to say the best player so far is Ricard as far as what he's been able to do, but there are so many people that are onto him. This might be a hot take. I still think Deshaun's in a great spot. I think Deshaun's a great overall player. But man, they're starting to give a little bit of an edit to the guy that I almost picked at the beginning of the show and I didn't, Xander. You know, even at the end of the jury segment, they said, and Xander still got an idol in his pocket. We already know Xander can win comps. They've been giving him a big edit considering I thought he was going to go home weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he is a good player. And now he's kind of found himself from just like the previews of next week. Doesn't sound like anybody's talking about going after him. He is not a guy. Yeah. He's not a guy you want at the end because that dude can win comps.
Yeah. The only thing I will say is that they do tend to be an open camp. And I think there's going to be some chatter about, okay, well now, you know, Nasir went home with an idol in his pocket. Shan went home with an idol in his pocket. Xander, like this guy, is the only person now with an idol. And if he's not aware of that, of, hey, twice now somebody has gone home with an idol in their pocket. If I don't win, I better use the idol before they blindside me. Then mm-hmm. he deserves not to win. But yeah. I do agree with you. I think he's in the best position right now because he was someone that was bottom of the totem pole. The only reason why I don't think he's in the greatest ever is because he still does have that idol, and that's not a good thing. That's going to be something where it's going to come up and they're going to be like, you know what? We need to get rid of him or make him use his idol.
Yeah. Final thoughts. Do you think, I mean, we didn't do it last week, but I think we should get back to it. Exile and idol of the week. You want to go exile first?
Exile. You want to say it at the same
exile
time?
Exile first. I got to look at it real quick to see who I think had the worst week. Because I wasn't really planning for it
right away.
All right. I mean,
Liana.
You think Liana? I was almost going to say, as even though I think he's playing a great game, I don't know if this was the best move for Ricard this early. He just sent home his number one ally. I mean, do you think this was, you know, he was in a comfortable position. He was never really tight with Deshaun and Danny.
Is your number got one rid of ally one of somebody that you can't even trust fully?
In a game of Survivor, she was the best option he had, though. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but,
I'm on the
but
fence about it.
You don't know how he felt. Like, he probably saw, okay, the five of us are me, Shan, Liana, Deshaun, and Danny.
And Danny, yep.
Do you think he was unaware of what was going on there?
No, I think he probably picked up on
it. And that's why he went. And that's why
he wanted to split them up. Yeah.
That's why he sent
So, yeah, Shan. I agree with you. I think Liana's probably in the worst position. She's been playing with a lot of emotion. You know, if she hadn't told Shan what was going down, right, then Shan wouldn't have went to Ricard. Ricard wouldn't have flipped and sent her home,
mm-hmm.
right? Shan would
well,
still be.
Well, it was Shan's fault. Liana, you said it great. Liana had to tell Shan.
She did. It would, like I said, it was she wouldn't have survived that one with Shan if she didn't tell her. So mm-hmm. I'm with you. I'll go with Liana for Exile of the Week. Who's your Idol of the Week?
I already know mine. I think Ricard.
Ricard's the Idol
My
of the Week?
My Idol I'm of going, the Week is yep. Ricard.
I'm going Xander for the week because Xander okay. did nothing, which is sometimes the best thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He literally sat back and was like, well, I'll just vote however you guys want me to vote. Yeah, nobody sure. look over here at the guy with the idol. I'm just going to sit back. He was not in the episode a lot at all tonight, no. other than finishing second.
Not a bad thing. He made it to. He's been, like you said, you got to start looking at the edits, right? Heather's not getting an edit where nope. she's yep. going to be the winner. Maybe she, honestly, maybe.
No, Erica's not getting, I agree with you. Heather's not getting enough edit where if they have her in the fight, you know, win the show, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't play well. And they don't even know who won yet. I don't think because the winner is crowned live usually, right? I don't know if they're doing it different this year, but usually that's live mm-hmm. with an audience.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how they're going to do it. I think they're going to do it on Zoom probably. So Survivor producers know who the top two or three are. And they probably know the votes already because they've probably looked in the jar. And it's not like they don't look in
yeah.
it. So I don't think Heather won. I think you're right there. I don't think Erica's starting to get a little bit of an edit.
Yeah. I think she's going to go home soon.
Deshaun has got a lot of screen time.
I think Erica's going to go home soon. I think Danny, Deshaun, they're going to be mad. Liana's going to try to like jump on board. She's going to have to, now Liana's going to have to go to like Xander, who Xander's going to be like, come on, you're going to come to me now. Now you've yeah. been wanting me out every single week. And so it's ultimately going to leave Liana like, she's not going to want to go work with Ricard. She's going to probably feel betrayed by him just as much. And so, I don't know.
But let me hit you with this. And all I know right. we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. I don't think Heather's winning this game. Do you agree?
Yeah.
You don't think Erica's winning this game. Do you agree? No chance, right? Okay.
Not no chance.
But like very little.
Yeah.
Do you see Liana winning this game?
It depends.
Can she recover from this? But like where we sit
I think she can. If she doesn't, what she has to do in this situation is not explode, which from the coming attractions, it looks like she does. But what she needed to do was not explode, kind of go back and realize, wow, I just got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit on it right now, but I will never forget what any of you did to me. And I'm going to backstab each and every one of you. And she needs to do that quietly instead of like out loud. So that's the reason why I think she can get away with it is because Danny, I don't think fully trusts Erica. I think he's going to maybe want her. Deshaun is maybe going to get a target on his back from Liana. Because at the end of the day, if you think about it, who was the one that said to send home, we need to send home Ricard? Who started that conversation? It was Danny. Not Deshaun.
It was Danny.
And then who to pull down on? Deshaun.
Yeah.
So Danny is in a good position. I think maybe he can, because he's very likable and he's very trustworthy. And a lot of times when he's talking, it's going to somebody else. So I think I could see Deshaun getting, you know, ended up going home. But I think Danny, I could see Danny as a winner. Maybe Erica.
Dude, I don't see anybody on this list. I'm looking at the poster right now. I don't see anybody on this list that's going to have right now Xander as the number one target.
No.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're all kind of cannibalized. Like Erica and Heather are kind of like the low, you know, low hanging fruit. Danny and Deshaun are going to be looking at Liana because like they're like, she's going to come after us for sure. Ricard's probably looking at Liana like, she's going to come after me. I got to get her first. He already said he doesn't trust Danny and Deshaun, so he's got to get them as well. Mm-hmm. And here you have little old Xander just kind of sitting in the corner like, I'm a free agent. I'll do whatever you guys need me to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here for everybody.
Yeah, which is a good thing up until a certain point. But now there's only 7 people left.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he is in a great position right now because they only got a couple more weeks to get him out. And when there's 3 or 4 people left, I don't know if, like, I don't think Liana, or depending on the competition, even though Danny's a pro athlete and Deshaun's very intelligent, I think Xander's kind of the best, you know, right with Ricard, the best competitor there. So if Ricard for some reason gets clipped and it's only like 3 or 4 people left, I don't know if people are going to beat Xander in an immunity challenge.
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
He's going to be deciding himself up nicely. Damn it, I should have went with him. I was like 50-50. I'm like,
no, looking at you Xander, didn't say it. I said Xander.
Oh, you know what?
No, maybe, I didn't.
No, did you? I definitely did, right? Okay, you had me convinced there. I said Xander and Sydney, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go with Sydney and Ice.
Yep.
Screwed up, man. Screwed up. But
you were
we'll
right
see.
There.
Anything else before we wrap it up?
Nah, man. It was a really good episode. I'm excited. This Survivor, you know, chaotic. This is the kind of stuff you want to see on TV. I love it.
It's been a great year. It's been a great season. It's not the most strategic season, but it's really entertaining. And honestly, we need that right now. Listen, as always, if you're liking the content, if you're on the audio version, please make sure to leave a comment, give 5-star review. If you're on Apple Podcasts, we really appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. It helps us. It grows the channel and allows us to do this more often, which we're really enjoying doing. As always, guys, we appreciate you joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.